Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this quick hit video, I'm going to show you a new feature in ASP.NET 4 that facilitates the implementation of permanent redirects in your ASP.NET application. Permanent redirects are important because for most public-facing web applications, inbound traffic is a significant portion of that web application's usage. But over the normal course of evolution of a website or a web application, endpoints change. Directory structures, domain name structures, subdomain strategies, page names, they all change. And what that means is that every place that has statically linked to that resource in your web application will result in an error after you've made those organizational changes to your website. This is true of both static links that someone else has included on one of their websites, as well as the links that are generated by a search engine like Bing or Google. So HTTP has a mechanism called permanent redirect to tell a requesting resource that that endpoint has been permanently relocated to something else. I'm going to show you how to do that here in this sample application. So I'm going to open this application that is basically an empty application that's been generated with the standard ASP.NET template. And I've made a couple of additions. So first here in my default.aspx page, I have a link, and this link, if we look at the source code, we'll see that this link links to this old page.aspx. So our default home page links to the old page. And you can see here, if we look at the old page, we've just got a design that tells us, hey, this is the old page. But where we really want people to end up is this new page. Now, we're going to leverage the permanent redirect facility to do this programmatically in a clean way. So I can take whatever's my old page, it might be a very complex application, and I can just change it to do a permanent redirect. So the way that I would do that is to go into my old page, and in my case I'm just going to make this call in the page load event. So here I'm going to say response not HTTP response, just response. Redirect permanent. And now I can specify the new endpoint where this content has been moved to. Now the point here is that this is actually going to generate an HTTP 301 permanent redirect that can be interpreted by the requesting resource. So things like search engines will know to replace the old link with the new link and the results that it generates. So let's go ahead and where we want to go is the new page. Okay, now let's open the default.aspx page, and I'm going to open it in Firefox instead of Internet Explorer because I want to take advantage of a plugin that exposes the HTTP header information from the requests that are filtered through this browser. So here you'll see we have the default.aspx page, and this is our link, but I'm going to go into Tools, look at Live Headers. This is empty at the moment, but now let's go ahead and click. Now you'll note we're not going to actually see the old page. Even though we clicked on new page, notice we found our way through that redirect to the new page in our web application. But if we go over to the Live Headers plugin in Firefox, what you'll see here is we made the request to this old page, and that page returned a 301 permanent redirect. Right? So you can see that we started by going to the old page, but then we received a permanent redirect, a 301 redirect, from that old page, which then sent us to the new target page, newpage.aspx. Right? It's that easy. So you can figure out how to use this mechanism as a strategy to make sure that links always get properly handled by your application. And because this happens in code behind, you can do it in a programmatic way. So you can actually inspect the inbound link to that page along with parameters or whatever other information is available, and then make determinations about where the permanent redirect should be pointed. It's a very powerful construct, and it means that folks who find their way to your website, whether it's through an old static link somewhere or through a search engine result, will always get an optimal experience, never see 404 pages on your web applications. So that's it. Permanent redirect in ASP.NET 4.